And the Mitzriim ran after them. And they reached the Bnei Yisrael camp by the sea. Kol sus rechev pari, every horse, every chariot of pari, uforash of v'cheloi, and his riders, and his army. Al pi achirois, by pi achirois, lefnei bal tzafoin, in front of the avodizara bal tzafoin, upari hikriv, and pari pushed himself to go in front like he promised, that he was going to go in the front line. By Yusuf Bnei Yisrael asay nehem, and the Bnei Yisrael picked up their eyes, v'hinei Mitzrayim noisea achareihem, and they saw the Mitzrayim traveling after them. Noisea is b'loshen yochid. It should have said, v'hinei Mitzrayim noisim achareihem. Why does it say Mitzrayim b'loshen yochid? So Rashi says, tupshatim, either because it is stressing that the Mitzrayim had unity, they were b'lev echad ki'ish echad, with one heart, like one person. The Mitzrayim saw a unified nation coming after them. Another pshat is that it is referring to the Tsar of Mitzrayim. V'hinei Mitzrayim noisea achareihem. The Tsar of Mitzrayim, the Malach of Mitzrayim, was traveling against them from Shemayim. V'yiru me'oid, and the nation feared very much. V'yitzaku v'nei Yisrael el Hashem, and the b'nei Yisrael davened to Hashem. They were tofas umnas avoisam. They grabbed onto the craft that their fathers used, tefillah, that we find by Avram, by Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Bnei Yisrael davened to Hashem. The pasuk continues that there were two different groups, as the Ramban explains. In pasuk Yud Aleph, we see there's a group that's complaining to Hashem. In pasuk Yud, we see that there was a group by Yitzhak of Bnei Yisrael el Hashem. They davened to Hashem. The Ramban says there were many different groups in Klal Yisrael. Some groups were davening, while others were complaining. By Yirmu el Moshe, and they said to Moshe, Hamibli, is it because of the lack of She'ein Kvarim b'Mitzrayim, that there aren't any burial places in Mitzrayim? The Kachtanu Lomos Bamidbar, you took us to bury us and kill us in the Midbar. Mazoisa Sisalon Ulaitzionu Mitzrayim, what did you do to us to take us out of Mitzrayim? Halizeh Hadova Asher Dibainu Elecha b'Mitzrayim Lamar, this is what we have spoken to you already in Mitzrayim, saying, Chadal Mimenu V'Navda Es Mitzrayim, leave us alone and let us work for Mitzrayim. That is what Dustin Vavirim said. Yera Hashem v'yishpoit. Hashem should see what you're doing to us and judge you. Ki toiv lanu avoidetz Mitzrayim. It is much better for us to work for Mitzrayim, mimusenu, than this that we shall die by Midbar in the Midbar. So the Bnei Yisrael were complaining to Moshe. Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? We're stuck now. Our backs are against the Yam. We have nowhere to go. Vayomer Moshe el ha'om, and Moshe said to the nation, Al tira'u, do not be afraid. Yisyatzvu, stand, u'ru'u es Yeshuas Hashem, and see the delivery of Hashem, asher yaseh lochem hayom, that He is doing for you today. Ki asher ru'isem es Mitzrayim hayom, this that you see the Mitzrayim today, lo yisifu l'ro'isem ad oilam, you will not continue to see them ever again. They will be killed. Hashem yilochem lochem, Hashem will fight for you. V'atem tacharishun, and you will be able to be quiet. One should be aware that there is a lav in the Torah to live in Mitzrayim. And this pasuk is one of the lavim that is associated to that iser. The pasuk says, L'sesifu l'r'oysam ad oylam, you will not continue to see the Mitzrayim ever again. And the ones who count the minyan ha-mitzvahs, the number of mitzvahs in the Torah, count this as one of the lavim. There are two other psukim that are also used as a lav to go back to Mitzrayim. In Devarim Yud Zayin, it says, Loisoisifun loshu baderach hazeh oid. And also in Devarim Chavches, it says, Baderach hasher amarti lecho, Loisoisif oid ler oiso. These are the three psukim that refer to the iser of living in Mitzrayim. And the Rambam paskins this halacha, that one is not allowed to live, lehishtakeya, to live in Mitzrayim. And all the Mepharshim ask on the Rambam himself, how was the Rambam able to live in Mitzrayim when he actually writes that one is over three lav? Some learn pshat that the reason why he lived there was because he was an onus. Since he was the doctor to the Sultan, and he wasn't able to leave since the Sultan needed him, he was considered an onus, and therefore he was not being over an iser by living there. Others learn that the iser is only to go back on the same path that you did when you went from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. Like the pasuk says, Loisoisifun loshu baderech hazeh oid, to go on this way. One is not allowed to go and travel from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. But to come from a different land, one would be able to do so and would not be be over the lav of living in Mitzrayim. Although there are terutzim to this question, why the Rambam was able to live in Mitzrayim, it is brought down in the Sefer Kafta Beferach that he heard from one of the grandchildren of the Rambam that when the Rambam used to sign a letter that he wrote, he would sign the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, the one who is over three lavim a day, which means the three lavim of living in Mitzrayim. So the Rambam himself seemed to say that he himself was being over three lavim. Ayin Sham. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayehi b'shalach parei. V'loi nochom elikim. Hashem did not lead them. The word nochom means v'loi nohogom. He did not lead them. Where do we find the word nochom to mean lead? K'moy, like it says in the pasuk, Lech necheyes ha'om. Go lead the nation. And also a pasuk in Mishlei. B'hisalechacho, when you will go, tanche oisach. She will lead you. So Rashi brings down a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa and a pasuk in Mishlei, showing us that neche means to lead. It is interesting to note why Rashi does not bring down two psukim in this week's parsha, because in Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Chaf Aleph, the pasuk says the Amar Onon was lanchoisam haderech, to lead them on the way. There we see neche, to lead. And also in the Oz Yashir, in Perek Tezvav, pasuk Yud Gimel, the pasuk says nochisa v'chastecha, you led them with your chesed. Again, the word neche, to lead. Rashi does not bring down any of these two psukim, only others. Kikarefu, because it was close. V'noyach loshuv ba'oseh haderech l'Mitzrayim. It is very easy to return that way to Mitzrayim. Rashi is explaining that because it was close, that was the reason why he did not want to take them in that direction. U'medrash agodo yesh harbe. And there are many interpretations in the Medrash Agodo. B'roisa milchama, when they will see a war. So Rashi, like the war against Amalek and Canaan is Sefer Bamidbar. Rashi is saying it does not mean any war, and it does not even mean any war against Amalek. It is referring to the war against Amalek in which Klal Yisrael lost in Sefer Bamidbar, as opposed to the war against Amalek in Parshas B'Shalach, in this week's Parsha, where the Yidden won. No, the pasuk is saying when they will see a war that they will lose, like the war against Amalek, then we are afraid that they will go back. Imhochu derech yashar, if they will go the straight way, hayu chayzrim, we are afraid that they will return. Uma im kishe kifam derech meukam, ma'adach, when he took them the crooked way. Amru, they said, nitna roish vina shuva mitzroima, let us appoint a leader and return to Mitzrayim. Imalicham bepshuta, if I will lead them the straight way, alachas kama v'kama, they would definitely go back to Mitzrayim. And some of Farshim ask, what is the Kavachomer? That they will go back to Mitzrayim. Kavachomer can only show us that they will say that they will go back to Mitzrayim. Because when they went the crooked way, they said, Nitna Roish Vinashuva Mitzrayim. So definitely when they go the straight way, they will say that we will go back to Mitzrayim. But what is the raya that they will actually go back? And some answer that the reason why they only said Nitna Roish Shuva Mitzrayim when they went the crooked way and they didn't actually go back was only because they were lost in the Midbar and they couldn't find a leader to lead them on the straight, direct path back to Mitzrayim. But if they had somebody who would lead them, they would have gone back. Therefore, the Kal Vachomer is saying that when they do know the way, they definitely would have gone back. Pen Yinochem Zot Rashi, Yichoshvu Machshava, they will think a thought, Al Shiyotzu, on the fact that they went out, the Yitnu Lev Loshuv, and they will put their heart to return. Rashi is explaining that the word Yinochem means a change of heart. And the change of heart here is that they went out of Mitzrayim. Vayasev and Hashem took them the roundabout way. Hisivam in Ederech HaPshuta, he took them from the straight way, Lederech HaAkuma, to the crooked way. Yamsuf, kemoi li Yamsuf. It means towards the Yamsuf. The Sufu lashon agam, and Suf means a swamp. Shegodlim by konim, where reeds grow. Kemoi vatosim basuf. Just like the pasuk says that Moshe was placed in the Suf, in the swamps. Kana reeds, vasuf and shoots. Komelu wither. So Rashi is explaining the word Suf means a swamp. Rashi had already said that in Parsha Shemois on the pasuk Vatosim Basuf, that it means that she placed Moshe Basuf in the swampy area of the Yam. Now Rashi seems to be explaining that even though the word Suf means a swamp, we can still have that a whole sea can be called Yam Suf. And that's what we see over here. The whole sea is called Yam Suf, even though only part of it might have been a Suf. The question is why Rashi didn't say that in Parashas Boy. Because by Makas Arbe, in Perik Yud, Pasuk Yutes, the Pasuk says, Vayisko Ehu Yom Suf. That was the first time where the word Yam Suf was mentioned. Over there, Rashi did not mention anything. Only over here, the second time, where the Pasuk mentions Yam Suf, does Rashi explain this. Bachamushim. And they went out armed. Ein chamushim ela mizuyonim. It means they went out armed. Kafishasi boson. Bamidbar, since he took them around about way through the midbar, garim lahem sha'olu chamushim. That caused them to go armed. She'ilu hoya derech yishuv, if they were to go out through the inhabited cities, they would not have to be armed for whatever they needed. Like a person that goes from one place to another, with having in mind to buy whatever he needs on the way. Aval kishu parish lamidbar, when he's going out to a midbar, when there's nothing there, tzarech lazamen kolat tzarech, one has to prepare everything he needs. Because of zeh like nichtav kiim lesaber es oizen, and this pasuk is only written so the ear can understand. Shelike the tambe b'melchemes amalek, one should not wonder by the war against Amalek. Uvemelchamoi sichon va'oigu midron, and by the wars against sichon oigu midron. Mehechin hayu lohem klei zayin, where did the Yidden get weapons from? Shehiku Yisrael bechorev, that the Yidden hit these nations bechorev. Where did they get it from? They went through a midbar. It must be that they went out of Mitzrayim armed. V'chein hu oimer, and so the pasuk says in Yeshua, v'atem tarbu chamushim, and you should go by armed. V'chein targum unglis, and so does targum unglis say on v'chamushim, u'mezarzin, which means armed. K'moi v'yorg ischanichav, just like on the pasuk, Avram armed Eliezer, his young one, where targum says v'zariz, it means armed. Here also on v'chamushim, targum says u'mezarzin. According to this pshat, the connection in the pasuk is very good, because the pasuk says "Vayasev elakim es ha'om derech hamidbar yamsuf." Since the Yidden went the roundabout way, therefore vachamushim alu bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Yidden had to go out armed because they could not buy any weapons on the way. They were heading toward the midbar. Dova acher, Rashi says another pshat: chamushim michumashim. It means 1/5. Echad mechamisha yatzu, 1 out of 5 left Mitzrayim. Bedal chalokim mesum b'shloisa shemei afela, and 4/5 died during the 3 days of darkness. So vachamushim olo b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim means that only 1/5 went out. What is shver according to this pshat is the connection to the first half of the pasuk. Just because the Yidden went the roundabout way through the midbar, therefore vachamushim olo b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, only 1/5 went out. And that is what the Maskil of David says is shver according to the second pshat, and that's why you still have to come out onto the first pshat. If one thinks about it, it was a very mixed feeling to the people that went out of Mitzrayim. On one hand, after 210 years of being slaves, they were leaving this Beis Avodim, this house of bondage, and going towards Eretz Yisrael. But on the other hand, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died. Can you imagine the tsar of the people that were going out when 4 out of 5 people that they knew weren't alive anymore? In Sefer Mayon Beis HaShoeva from Rav Schwab, he touches on this question. And he wants to say that it wasn't really 4/5 of Klal Yisrael that died. The number 4/5 is only coming about through counting the ones that died and their children that would have been born if they would have lived, and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And therefore, he's saying that it wasn't as severe as it seemed. Hashbeah Hishbia. Rashi is bothered by the double lashon. Hishbiam. Yosef was mashbia them, his brothers, sheyashbiu livnehem, that they should be mashbia their children. Veloma lehishbia bonof, why didn't Yosef himself be mashbia his children, Menashe and Ephraim, sheyisa uhu leretz Canaan, that they, Menashe and Ephraim, should carry him right away, miyad, to the land of Canaan, k'moy sheyashbia Yaakov, just like Yaakov did to him, to Yosef. Omar Yosef, Yosef said, Ani shalat ha'yisi b'Mitzrayim. I was a leader in Mitzrayim. V'ho'yasipa b'yadi l'asais. I had the capability to take my father out of Mitzrayim. Avol bonai, but my children, lo yanichum Mitzrayim l'asais. The Mitzrayim will not allow them to do this after I die. Lekachish biyom, therefore he was mashbia them, his brothers. Lekishiyigalu, when their children will be redeemed, v'yetzu misham, and they will go out, sheyisa'uhu, that they should carry his bones together with their bones. He made this shvua to his brothers. This teaches us she'af atzmois kol hashvatim, all the bones of all the shvatim, helui mohem, were also taken together with them. Shenema itchem, because Yosef said that you should take out my bones together with your bones. Your bones referring to the shvatim's bones. Vayisum misukois, and they travel from sukois to esam b'yom hasheni, on the second day. Sharei barishon bo miramseis l'sukois, because on the first day they came from Ramses to sukois. Lanchoisam haderach. Nogut pasach, under the lamed there is a pasach. Shehu kamoi lehan choisam. Lan choisam is like lehan choisam, to cause to lead them. Kamoi lar oischem baderach hashetel chuvo. Shehu kamoi lehar oischem. Lar oischem is like lehar oischem, to become shown. Afkan lehan choisam al yedei shliach. It means that they were caused to be led through a messenger. Umi hu hashliach? Who is this messenger? Amr Aaron. The Amr Aaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoydo melicha lefneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself caused the Amr Onon to lead them. U'mikol mokom es Amr Onon heichen lan choysom al yodoy. It was still through the Amr Onon. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself through the Amr Onon that caused the way to be led. Sharei al yedei Amr Onon heimalchin, because they were going through the Amr Onon. Al yedei the Amr Onon. Amr Onon ein el oira. The Amr Onon was not for light. Elo laharoiz maderach. It was for the sole purpose of leading the way, as opposed to the Amr Eish that had a dual role. It was to lead the way and to give them light. La yomish, he did not remove. Who is he? Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Es Amr Onon yomam va'Amr Eish laila. Magid. She Amr Onon mashlim la'Amr Eish. This teaches us that the Amr Onon overlapped the Amr Eish va'Amr Eish mashlim la'Amr Onon. And the Amr Eish overlapped in timing to the Amr Onon. She'ad shalish gazeh, before one left, oilazeh, the other one came. This way, when it became daybreak, the Amr Onon was already there. And when it became night, the Amr Eish was also already there. And Hashem told Moshe to tell the Bnei Yisrael that they should go back. V'yashuvu, l'acharehem, backwards. L'tzad Mitzrayim, hoyim makarvim kol yom hashlishi, to go back toward Mitzrayim the whole third day. K'dei lahatos es Pari, in order to trick Pari, sheyoymar, that he will say, toyim hem baderach, they are lost on the way. K'moshenema v'omar Pari l'Bnei Yisrael, the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Gimel, Pari will say about the Bnei Yisrael that they are lost in the Midbar. V'yachanu l'fnei pi achires, let them camp before pi achires. Maskel David says the diak is, why does it say a hey hayadiyah? Pi hachiros, like as if we know this place already. So Rashi says, who pisaim? This is the place that we know already, it's pisaim. Ba'achshav nikwa pi hachiros. Now it got the name pi hachiros. Al shem, because shenasu b'nei chayrin, because the yidden became free. Ve'heim shnei sloim gavoyim zekufim. These are two tall, erect stones. Ba'gai shebeneim kore pi hasloim. The space and the valley between them is called Pi Hasloim, the opening of the rocks. When the Yidden were not able to leave Mitzrayim, this opening got a name Pisaim, Pesosom, the closed opening. And now when they left, it got the name Pi Hachiros, the opening of freedom. Lefnei Baal Tzfoin, Hashem told them to stay and return in front of Baal Tzfoin, who Nisha Mikol Alehem Mitzrayim. This was the God that remained from all the gods of Mitzrayim that Hashem destroyed. Kedei l'hatoysam, in order to trick the Mitzrayim, sheyomu, they will say, kosho your osam, their God is very strong, and it is their God that is pulling back Klal Yisrael. V'olav, and about this, Pirush, the Pasuk says, maski l'goyim v'yoyvdeim, he fools and leads astray the goyim in order to destroy them. So here also, he causes the Mitzrayim to think that Baal Tzfoin was the one that pulled the Yidden back. Ba'ma Pari, and Pari will say, Kishiyish Mashem Shavin Lachareim, when he hears that the Yidden went back, Livnei Yisrael, Al Bnei Yisrael. He's not saying to the Bnei Yisrael, but rather about the Bnei Yisrael. Mechein, we find in other places the Lamed does not mean to. Hashem Yilochim Lochem. Doesn't mean Hashem will fight to you. Aleichem, for you. Imri Li Achihu. It does not mean say to me, he is my brother, but rather Imri Olai, say about me. So the Lamed does not always mean to, it can mean about or for. Nevuchim Heim, they are sunken in, Kluim, locked up, Umushukoim, and sunken in to the ground. In the deep confinement, in the confinement of the rivers, sunken in and confined in the sea, they're confined, confined and locked into the midbar. They don't know how to get out of it, and where to go. And I will get my cover through Parit. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nekama, revenge, b'Rishoyim, against Rishoyim, Shmoy Misgadel u'Mischabed, his name becomes greater and honored. V'chein Warmer, so it says in Yecheskel, by the war against Goyik, v'Nishparati Oysoi, and I will judge them, v'Achakach v'Skadalti v'Skadashti, I will become greater and honored, v'Noidati and known. So we see he does Din with Rishoyim, and he becomes greater and holier. V'Omer in Tillim, Shama Shiber Rishbe Keshes. Over there, he broke the Rishbe Keshes, that which is shot at with an arrow. And the pasuk follows. V'achar kach it says, Noida b'Yehuda likim. Hashem will become known in Yehuda. So we see, when he does Nekama against Sancheriv, he becomes known in Yehuda. V'omer in another pasuk, Noida Hashem Mishpat Asa. Hashem became known because he did judgment. So we have three different psukim that show us that when Hashem does judgment against the Rishoyim, whether it's Goyig or Sancheriv or others, Hashem's name becomes greater and becomes Mischabed. The Ayin in Sefer Maskel Adavit, why it was necessary for Rashi to bring down all three psukim. The Parai Uvachal Chela is a Rashi. Hu Hischaba Vera. Pari started the Avera, umimenu hischila haparonias. And that's why the Paronias will start with Pari. Rashi says a similar thing in Parashas Va'era by Makas Tzvardea. We over there also, Makas Tzvardea started from Pari, and then it went to his whole nation. And Rashi says the same thing, because he started the Avera, therefore the Paronias starts with him. Vayasuchein, and they did like that. They went backwards. Lahagit Shvachon, to teach us and tell us the praise of Klal Yisrael. Sheshamu l'koil Moshe, they listened to the voice of Moshe. V'lay Amru, and they did not say, Hech niskarev el rodfeinu, how can we come close to the ones who are chasing us? Onu tzrichim levroyach, we need to run away. Ela only Amru, they said, Ein lanu el adivrei ben Amram, we will only go by the word of Ben Amram, Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever he says, we will do. Vayugad l'melech Mitzrayim, and it was told to the king of Mitzrayim that the Yidden ran away. Iktarin, supervisors, Sholach Imahim, Pari sent with them, Ekimen Shigiu L'Shloisus Yom, Shekavu Leilach Melashuv, and once it reached the 3 days that they made up, they would go and come back. Ve'ro'u, and the supervisors saw, She'en L'Choizrin, L'Mitzrayim, that they had no intention of coming back. Ba'u V'Yigiu L'Pari, B'Yom Dalet. They came and told Pari on the 4th day. U'Vachamishi V'Shishi brought for Achareim, and the 5th and 6th day, Pari and his army ran after Klal Yisrael. Even though the Ktarim took 1 day, for Pari and his army it took 2 days, because that is a normal procedure that an army with horses and chariots should take longer than a couple of people doing the same route. V'leil Shvi Yordu Layom, and on the 7th night they went into the Yam. B'Shachos Amru Shira, and in the morning they said Shira. Who Yom Shvi Shel Pesach, and that is the 7th day of Pesach. Lochein, therefore, on Ukarin Es Hashira B'Yom Hashvi. We read the Shira on the 7th day of Pesach, because that was when Klal Yisrael said the Shira, 7 days after they went out of Mitzrayim. Vayehofech, and the heart of Pari and his servants changed. Nepach B'Mashahoya, it changed from what it was. Shari'om Alohem. Pari said, Kumo Tzu'u Mitoichami, get out of my nation. V'Nepach Levav Avodov, and his servant's heart also changed. Shari l'sha'ovar hoya oimrim, in the past they said, Ad mosai yezelonim l'moikesh, till when will this nation be a stumbling block for us? V'ach shov nefchu, and now their hearts changed. L'irdoi v'acharem, to run after them, b'shvum amoinom sheshilom, because of their money that they lent them. The pasuk seems to say that they ran after them because they said, Mazoi sasinu kishilachnu es yishol me'avdeinu. The pasuk says the reason why they ran after them was because we sent them away from working for us. Rashi says it was because of the money. And therefore Maskel Adavit divides the pasuk. He says, Vayomru mazoi sasinu, and they said, what did we do, is referring to the Mitzriim. What did we do? They took our money. Kishilachnu es Yisrael me'avdenu is Pari's words. What did I do by sending them away from working for us? Me'avdenu, me'avoid oisonu. It's me'avdenu means two words. Me'avoid oisonu, from working for us. Some of Farshim ask, why is this considered a change of heart to Pari? Pari seemed to have sent Iktarim, supervisors, along with the Bnei Yisrael, which seems to be mashma, that he had an intention that if the Yidden don't come back after 3 days, these supervisors would come back and tell Pari that they're not coming back. So this was the plan from the beginning. So why was it considered a change of heart? Therefore, Sifsei Chachamim learns that the Iktarim, the supervisors, were only sent along so that if the Yidden decide not to come back, they should give the Mitzriim the money that they took out. But the Iktarim were never sent in order to tell Pari that the Yidden are not coming back, and therefore causing Pari to chase the Bnei Yisrael. So there was a change of heart. Because when Pari saw that the Yidden were not coming back, he decided to chase them, and not only just to get back his money. Zagrashi Vaiter Vayeser Esrichboy, and Pari tied his horses to his chariot. Hu ba'atzmoy, he himself did it. This is something that a king usually does not do, but because of his hatred towards Klal Yisrael, he himself tied his horses to his chariot. We find a similar thing by Bilam in Parshas Balak, where he himself also tied the horses to his chariot in order to curse Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, we find a similar idea for the positive. By the Akedah, we find that Avram himself tied his horses to his chariot to do the mitzvah of the Akedah in Parshas Vayera. And also, when Yosef was showing himself in front of his father Yaakov for the first time and wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av V'Em, he himself tied his horses to his chariots in Parshas Vayigash to be Mekayim the mitzvah. So we have two people who did it for the positive, which was Avram and Yosef, and two for the negative, Pari and Bilam. So Rashi Vaiteves Amoy Lokach Imoy, he persuaded his nation. Mashcham B'dvarim, he pulled them with words. Lokinu, we were hit. V'natlu M'moynenu, and they took our money. V'shilachnum, and we sent them away. Bayu Ami, V'ani lo yisnai gimachim kishar melochim. Come, my nation, I will not deal with you just like other kings deal with their nation. Derech shar melochim, the way of other melochim. Avod of koitman lay, their servants go before them, b'melchoma, to war. V'ani aktim, lifnechem, I will go before you. Shinemar, like the Pasuk says further, Ufari Hikriv, Pari pushed himself to come close ahead of his nation. Hikriv Asmai, he made himself go close, Umier, and he rushed Lifnechai Eloisav before his army. Derech Shar Melachim Litol Biza Barosh, the way of other kings is to take the booty first, to get the first shot at what they take. Kamoy Sheyivchar, the way he chooses. Ani eshave imochem bechelek, I will take an equal portion with you. Shenemar achalik sholol, like it says by the Shira, I will divide the booty equally. So that was Pari's persuasion to get his nation to come with him. Bachor, what does Bachor mean? Nivcharim, each chariot was chosen. Bachor losh yachid, kol rechev v'rechev shebemidin zeh hoya bachor. Each and every chariot was chosen. That's why it says losh yachid. The Choyl Rechev Mitzrayim, and all the other chariots of Mitzrayim. Rashi is bothered, it said already that 600 chariots are going. What's the Choyl Rechev Mitzrayim? V'imoyim kol shahar Rechev. Following these 600 will be the rest of the chariots. U'mehechen hoyu ha-behemes halalu. Where were these animals from? Im time of Mishel Mitzrayim, if you're going to say these belong to the Mitzrayim, harinema vayomas kol mikne Mitzrayim, by Makas Dever, all the cattle of Mitzrayim died. The im time of Mishel Yisrael, if you'll say these belong to Klal Yisrael, valinema vagam miknenu yelech imanu, it says we will take all our cattle with us. Mishel mihayu, so who were these animals from? Mehayores dvar Hashem, from the Mitzrayim that feared Hashem and took in their animals into their houses by Makas Dever and by Makas Barot. These were the ones that gave their horses and animals to Pari to chase after Klal Yisrael. Mikan hoyer Reb Shimon Omer, from this Reb Shimon said, Kosher Sheb Mitzrayim Haroig, even the Kosher Mitzrayim, the best of the Mitzrayim kill, Toiv Sheb Nechosim Mitzoyitz Es Moichoy, just like the best of the snakes is only worthy to crush his head, because he will eventually bite you. Bishalishim al kulay, captains over all of them. Sorry, it's a voice. Captains kitagumat. By Chazik Hashem Eslev Pari, and Hashem made hard the heart of Pari. Shoyatoyle im Lirdovim Lav. He wasn't sure if he should run after the Bnei Yisrael or not. The Chazik Eslev Lirdov, and he hardened his heart to run after him. Rashi is saying, even after he persuaded his nation, and even after he took 600 chosen chariots, still Pari was unsure if he should run until Hashem was Machazik his heart. Biyad Rama, with a high and mighty hand, Bikvura Gavaya Umaforsemis, with a mighty high hand and an open Yitzhiyah, an open exodus from Mitzrayim. And Rashi continues, Ufari Hikriv, and Pari brought himself close. Hoye loy lichtoi Ufari Korav. It should have written, and Pari came close. Mau Hikriv, he pushed himself to come close. Hikriv Atzmoy Vinis Ametz, he strengthened himself to bring himself close. Likadim Lefnehem, to go before the Mitzrayim. K'moshe Hisna, just like he made it tonight, just like he stipulated Imohem with the Mitzrayim that he would go first. And the Yidden picked up their eyes, and they saw Mitzrayim noiseya acharehem, b'loshin yachin, does not say noisim, b'lev echad ki'ish echad, with one heart, like one person. The reason why the loshin yachin is used is to show the unity of the Mitzrayim. Some ask, and they are medayik, the difference of the loshin over here, when it says the unity of the Mitzrayim, it uses a loshin of b'lev echad ki'ish echad, saying lev echad first, then ish echad, as opposed to when it refers to Klal Yisrael in Perik Yutes Pasuk Beis, when it says that the Yidden came to Har Sinai vayichan shom Yisrael neged Har, and the Yidden camped. It says Lashon Yochid vayichan shom Yisrael ki ish echad belev echad. Rashi over there says it was ki ish echad belev echad. Why by the Mitzrayim does it say lev echad first, and by Klal Yisrael it says ki ish echad belev echad? I once heard a Teretz that concerning the unity of the Mitzrayim, or any guy for that matter, it is only a unity that is brought about by a common goal. Therefore, when Rashi says Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad, he is telling you what caused the unity of the Mitzrayim. Belev Echad, they had a common goal, they had one thing at heart, one thing in common that they want to accomplish, and that was the destruction of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it says by them, Belev Echad, it is the one heart that brought them Ki'ish Echad, as opposed to Klal Yisrael, that their whole makeup and their whole being is a being of unity. Therefore, by them, it says Ki'ish Echad, Belev Echad. They are one and unified even without the common goal. And Rashi says another pshat, Dava Acher, Vihine Mitzrayim Noseya Acharehem, and behold, Mitzrayim was traveling after them. Ro Sar Shel Mitzrayim Noseya Min HaShamayim Lazar LeMitzrayim. They saw the Sar, the Malach of the Mitzrayim, traveling from the heavens to help the Mitzrayim. So either the Lashon Yachid is referring to the unity, or the Lashon Yachid is referring to the Sar of Mitzrayim. By its Aku, and the Ibnei Yisrael davened, Tafsu Umnus Avoisam. They adopted the craft of their father, Tefillah. By Avram Oimer El Amok Masha Omat Shom. By Avram it says that he went back to the place that he stood there, and the Gemara explains that is referring to Tefillah. By Yitzchak Lasuach Basode. By Yitzchak it says he davened in the field. And by Yaakov Vayivka Bamokim, and he davened to Hashem. By the Avos we find Tefillah, and the Bnei Yisrael with Tafas Umnas Avosam. Hamabli and Kvarim. Was it because of the lack of kvarim, she'ein kvarim b'Mitzrayim, that there are no kvarim in Mitzrayim, likarvei sham, to be buried there, lekachtonu misham, did you take us out of there to bury us in the Midbar? This is what we said in Mitzrayim, asher dibarnu elecha b'Mitzrayim, v'heichan dibru, where did they speak? Yeira Hashem aleichem v'yishpoit, let Hashem see you and judge you for what you are doing to us. That was what Dasan and Aviram told Moshe when they came out from before Pari. Mimusenu, me'asher nomus, it is better for us to work for Mitzrayim than this that we shall die in the Midbar. Ve'im hayanokot melopom, if the Nakuda would have been a chaylam, then it would have said mimusenu instead of mimusenu, hayanavara mimisosenu. It would have meant our death. It would have meant it is better for us to work for Mitzrayim than our death in the Midbar. That would be the taich if it would say mi moiseinu. Achshav shenokat b'shuruk, but now that the nekuda is a shuruk, nevayr mi asher nomus, it means then this that we shall die in the Midbar. Vechein mi itum moiseinu, halavai that we would have died shenomus vechein. Miyitain Musi d'Avshalom. Halavai, that I would have died by Avshalom. She'omos, it means that I would have died. K'moi, liyom kumi lo'ad, the word kumi, at shuvi v'shalom, the word shuvi, both of them mean she'okum she'oshuv, that I will get up, that I will return. So Rashi is basically saying that there are two ways to read this word. If it would have been written mi moiseinu, it would have meant from our death. But now that it says mi museinu, it means from this that we will die. And Rashi says, "Ki asher re'isem es Mitzrayim, this that you see Mitzrayim, ma asher re'isem oisam, this that you see them, einoi ela hayoim, it is only today. Hayoim hu asher re'isem oisam, you see them today. V'lo yisei sifu oid, but you will not see them again, because Hashem yilochem lochem, Hashem will fight for you, b'shvilchem. It does not mean to you, but for you. V'chein ki Hashem nilcham lohem, Hashem will fight for them." V'chein im lekel terivun, if for Hashem are you going to fight? V'chein, and so it says in the pasuk, v'asher diber li, he spoke for me, about me. V'chein ha'atem terivun labal, will you fight for the Baal? All these instances we see that the lamed does not mean to, but rather for.